Today's insights come from the book Padre Pio, From the Sanctions of the Holy Office to the Splendor of Truth by Joachim Boufflé. It offers a beautiful glimpse into how Padre Pio got along with the other friars in San Giovanni Rotondo and shows us his lighter, more affectionate, even childlike side. The author begins with Padre Pio's first days at the convent. But, just as a quick side note, at the time, there weren't many friars living there. Most had been drafted to fight in World War I. Only six brothers remained when Padre Pio arrived. The six friars who were living at the Santa Maria della Grazie convent in 1916 welcomed Padre Pio's arrival as a blessing, as evidenced by a letter from their superior to the provincial at the time. Here we are all well. Imagine the joy that Padre Pio's presence brings to us. He too is content with us, the air, the house, the calm, the solitude, with everything. And except for the sufferings that the Lord wishes him to endure, he could truly say he is happy. The most important thing is that we get along very well with him. Isn't that beautiful? Despite his intense mystical life and sufferings, Padre Pio knew how to be truly present with his brothers. The author continues, he integrated perfectly into the community troubled by the war, and everyone was quickly captivated by his personality. His friendliness was genuine, evident in every gesture, and manifested in a communicative grace that brightened their recreation times, as testified by Father Nazareno di Arpaise. He felt very comfortable among us, and never lacked the note of Franciscan joy. He was so happy to bring us a touch of humor that he never tired of doing so, especially since we loved listening to him.